I'm happy now to welcome back to the Radio Cafe Diane Senior. She is with the Rural Conservation Alliance. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you. Nice to be here, Mary Charlotte.
Nice to have you again. We've been following the story with you and your colleagues for some months now about the proposed pebble mine, gravel mine on La Bajada Mesa, and you've got some updates for us. There have been two hearings so far, both of which have been heavily attended by citizens of Santa Fe County, and the turnout has been 100% unanimous against the mine.
Correct. So the first hearing, we had hundreds of people turn out, overflowed the county commission chambers, and we had to turn people away from that hearing. The commissioners, to their credit, then actually rented the Santa Fe Convention Center for the subsequent hearing to allow more of the public to participate. And at that case, in that hearing, we also had to turn people away. There were well over 700 people who turned out for that hearing.
Oh, my goodness.
In both of those situations, not a single person spoke in favor of the mine aside from the applicants themselves. And I have not seen a single letter of support in the record either, and there have been hundreds of letters sent into the commission as well.
This piece of land has kind of a long and dark history.
It does. In fact, back in the 70s, the Santa Fe Reporter actually ran an expose on how the land was shadily handled, if we can put it that way.
Shadily handled.
In a single day, the owners of the property, in a round robin sale to themselves, drove up the value of the land from $300 an acre to $1,200 an acre.
So round robin sale means I sell it to you for $5, you sell it to your best friend for $10, she sells it to her best friend for $15, buy
exactly.
It back for 20 and say this is worth 20.
Exactly. And that's what the owners of the property did back in the 70s, and then used the $1,200 price for the property to lure other investors into that scheme, saying that that was the value of the land. At least two of the principals involved in this current deal, also on the now owners of the Mesa land, were involved in that.
It's the same people.
Same people, a subset of the same people.
Okay.
And actually involved ultimately a settlement with the Department of Justice for securities fraud, because they were essentially practicing securities without a license. That was a significant settlement back in those days. And now we're in a situation again where we've got less than above board dealings, it would appear, with some of the information that's being presented to the public.
Is there that same kind of round robin thing going on?
Not the same kind of round robin, but what we're seeing is places where the information being provided to both the commission and to the public is at best misleading. And an example of that is the fact that the way the applicants responded to the overwhelming objection to potable water being used for their mine operations was they came back at the last hearing and said, well, we've now secured a supply of effluent water, and the city will provide that, and we have permission to use that. Since that hearing, what we've learned is that the city actually has only provided them temporary permission to use that effluent water for a maximum of a year. And in fact, they're saying that mine operations are going to go on for 25 years. So saying that they have a source of effluent water is very misleading at best.
And last time you were here, I think you said that there's really not enough effluent to go around in the first place.
Exactly. The city supply of effluent is already overextended by 40% by the city's own report last year. This water is currently used for things like keeping golf courses watered, keeping our parks open. Contractors can use that water rather than potable water as part of the building trade. All those are very important uses as well.
So what happens next?
So the next thing that's happening is actually on August 12th at 10 a.m.
That's Tuesday of next week.
Tuesday of next week is the hearing before the Board of County Commissioners. At the end of the last hearing, they, rather than vote on it, they asked for a bit more time to review the record and have some additional questions answered for them by county staff. This is the follow-up hearing. We are hopeful that the county will actually issue a ruling at this hearing, and we're encouraging the public to please come out, witness this, participate, show that the Mesa still matters, and make our commissioners understand that it hasn't gone away. We're still paying attention, and this is still something that we want them to deny.
So people can come to the Santa Fe County Chambers at 10 o'clock on Tuesday of next week, August 12th, and that's on Grant Avenue. It's the place you go for to register to vote and early voting and to get a marriage license and all that stuff.
All the good stuff.
And, I mean, sometimes the way these things go when you've got a citizen issue against a, what's considered a whatever, shady business practice or something, they try to just play a waiting game until citizens get tired of showing up.
And that's, you know, has already happened once. The hearing was actually supposed to be last month, and the applicants asked for a postponement, which pushed it out yet again. The delay, at this point, they've seen the massive amount of public opposition, and they are hoping that simply by delaying, people will lose interest and they might not show up for the next hearing. We want to prove them wrong. In spite of the fact that it's an inconvenient time of day for people who are working, if you can free up a little bit of time to come out at 10 a.m. on Tuesday, it's the time to do it. We're really urging our county commissioners to make a decision at this point and deny the application.
Where can people go for more information?
They should visit us on Facebook at Facebook/SaveLaBajada or visit our website, which is www.SaveLaBajada.org, and that's SaveLaBajada.org.
La Bajada. And just to reiterate what we talked about last time on the Radio Cafe when we had a long interview about this subject, I mean, the problems with having a gravel mine on La Bajada Mesa include water.
Water, certainly. We're talking about millions and millions of gallons of water. The impact on the local economy. At the last hearing, some of the most powerful testimony came from people like Harold Grantham, who runs Broken Saddle Ranch, whose business would be devastated by a mine in this location. The Film Workers Union, who actually uses La Bajada Mesa as a film location for things like No Country for Old Men, and Longmire is filmed there. These things are things that contribute directly to our economy and that will be directly damaged by something like this in this location. Even if the mine itself is not directly visible from where they're trying to film or where business operations are, the plumes of dust will certainly be visible for miles and miles around. The noise from blasting and grinding, all of that affects both businesses and quality of life.
Diane Senior, thank you so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte.